No sooner has the Senate passed long-awaited accountability legislation at the Veterans Affairs Department than senators are on to their next big VA debate, that is, redesigning the Veterans Choice Program. VA Secretary David Shulkin offered the first glimpse of his proposal to change that program, and as Federal News Radio's Nicole Ogrisco reports, the new ideas are already stirring up a familiar old debate.
Veterans Affairs Department has been hinting of a new proposal to change the Veterans Choice Program. Now, finally, the VA has its plan. The Senate Veterans Affairs Committee got a first glimpse of the proposal, and it's already reigniting some familiar debate, whether VA's approach will eventually privatize veterans' health care, and whether it's the beginning of the end for what many see is a core function of the department. And the coming decision isn't going to be easy. VA Secretary David Shulkin didn't offer many specific details about his plan to redesign the current Veterans Choice Program. He wants to call it the Veterans Coordinated Access Rewarding Experience, or CARE program. Currently, veterans can get an authorization for community care if they live more than 40 miles away from a VA medical facility, or if the wait time for VA care is 30 days or longer. Shulkin says the new plan would get rid of those arbitrary administrative rules.
The whole idea here is to improve the VA, not to get more care in the community. And the very best way that I know how to improve health care is to give the patient, in this case the veteran, choice, and to make those choices transparent, to let everybody see. Because then, if you're not performing as high a quality service, you're going to want to provide a higher quality service because you want to be proud of what you're working on.
Here's how the new plan would work. A veteran would first speak with a VA doctor. The doctor would give a clinical assessment and then recommend that the veteran either see a VA specialist or a provider in the community. Here's Shulkin.
If community care is the answer, then the veteran chooses a provider from a high-performing network. That's the veteran choosing a provider from the high-performing network. Assessment tools help veterans evaluate community providers and make the best choices themselves. We may help veterans schedule appointments in the community, or in some circumstances, veterans can schedule the appointments themselves. We make sure community providers have all the information they need to treat the veteran. We get the veteran's record back. We pay the veteran's bill.
And there are plenty of other avenues where a veteran can opt in for a community care doctor.
If the VA doesn't offer the necessary service, then the veteran goes to the community. If the VA can't provide timely services, the veteran goes to the community. If there are unusual burdens in receiving care, the veteran goes to the community. If a service at a VA clinic isn't meeting quality metrics for specific services, veterans needing that service go to the community while we work to support that clinic to improve its performance.
Veterans could also access a new network of walk-in clinics if they need care immediately. That's a new piece that doesn't exist in the current choice program. There was no mention of a specific cost for Shulkin's vision, and there's no timeline for implementing a program like this. But VA needs legislation to make significant changes to the choice program. And the department is under a tight deadline. The president recently signed new legislation authorizing VA to spend the remaining funds in the choice account until it runs out. Shulkin has said he thinks the money will dry up by the end of the year. Some senators said it over and over. They have no intention of passing legislation that would privatize VA. Committee Chairman Johnny Isaacson.
So the concern that some might have, this is a threat to VA and VA healthcare. It, in fact, in many ways, is going to put an additional pressure on VA and VA healthcare to provide services to a greater number of veterans. So, I happen to agree with Senator Tester. None of us sitting at this table want to dissolve the VA, do away with VA healthcare, or close anything. On the other hand, we don't want to perpetuate a problem. We're trying to solve what has been a huge problem.
Yet others are more fearful of VA's proposals. Senator Patty Murray says the department's plan suggests a variety of pilot programs that she says sound like some of the proposals the VA Commission on CARE outlined in draft recommendations on the future of VA healthcare. Here's Murray.
Here's what's missing from the conversation is how you plan to actually build and strengthen the VA system for the long term. You've not put forward a comprehensive plan to do some of the things that the VA really needs to do, get more frontline providers, increase appointments, expand services, build and upgrade facilities, bring more veterans into the system. Those, to me, are the things that you do if you're trying to build and strengthen the VA system that we have that veterans want. The proposals that you have lead to me as singularly moving us in an opposite direction.
Shulkin says he agrees with Murray. He says he's not recommending that VA turn the choice program into an unfettered voucher program. Others have suggested that idea before, and it would essentially give veterans a card and then the option to see any private sector doctor. Veteran service organizations also say they're skeptical of major changes to VA. They recognize the system isn't perfect, but they say once veterans get into the system, they usually like what they get. Jeff Steele is the assistant director of the National Legislative Division for the American Legion.
I have spoken to many of our members, and almost uniformly, they speak highly of the VA care, and they love their VA. It's just that simple.
The veterans of foreign wars say 75% of veterans who use the VA health system are satisfied with it. Here's Senator Bernie Sanders.
Look, no hospital in America does not have problems, correct? Every day there are problems. We know that. VA is the largest integrated healthcare system in the United States. They got problems every single day. But it is very important to hear from people who use the facility to say that by and large, when people get into the system, they enjoy it and they feel that the system is working well for them. And our job is to improve what already works reasonably well and not to dismember it. And that is a fear that I think many service organizations have, and is a fear that I share.
Isaacson says this discussion over the future of the choice program is the most challenging subject Congress will tackle on the VA this year.
I think we have to be as open-minded on making choice work in the future as we have been on finally getting accountability done yesterday. There are going to be some things that some people are going to find hard to take or hard to talk about. You know, people thinking change is bad. Change is not bad. Change is good. And what we're going to have to do on choice is change some. We have to change some ideas, change some direction, and change some results. But in the end, remember, our goal is to see to it that veterans have the choice to get the services they need, whether it's care in the community or in the VA hospital or in the clinic, in a timely basis.
And the debate on accountability has been long and contentious. The tone shifted, though, with the VA Accountability and Whistleblower Protection Act. That bill recently passed the Senate. The House will consider it next week. It's expected to go to the president's desk for a signature by the end of the month. In Washington, Nicole Grisco, federalnewsradio.com and 1500 AM.
Check out Nicole's story and all of her VA coverage at federalnewsradio.com/federaldrive.